This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There's good news from the World Cup. They are done with Team USA's first game. I'll tell you how that went. It's a little bit of a surprise. We will get to that. But look, it's a good thing when the United States ends up playing Iran on the soccer pitch, or I should say football pitch. And you can have a winner, you can have a loser, and yes, you have all these different cultures and countries coming together. And some of the architecture that they've built at the cost of oppressing literally thousands of migrant workers and killing dozens of them, all of that very impressive. And look, for a country of 3 million, which is the number who actually live in Qatar, the idea that they've achieved all of this, and they have all the whole world coming there, that's terrific. But again, the opening ceremony, featured Morgan Freeman and a disabled Qatari citizen. And they emphasized the one world glories of this World Cup competition. This is 9.5. Listen.
We sent out the call because everyone is welcome. This is an invitation to the whole world.
I remember even after hearing the call, instead of seeing another way, we dismissed it and demanded our own way. And now the world feels even more distant and divided. How can so many countries, languages, and cultures come together if only one way is accepted?
We were raised to believe that we were scattered on this earth as nations and tribes, so we could learn from each other and find beauty in our differences.
I can see it. What unites us here in this moment is so much greater than what divides us.
Okay, is this basically because Morgan Freeman is actually in the latter stages of his career, done a pretty good job impersonating God, if you remember those films? There was also the inspiring voice of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., who celebrated birthday number 80 over the weekend. But he called Team USA ahead of their first game against Mighty Wales, the game that just finished today. He called at the World Cup to wish them well.
You guys, I know you're the underdog, but tell you what, man, you got some of the best players in the world on your team, and you're representing this country, and I know you're going to play your hearts out, so let's go shock them all.
Well, there it is. And the shock, this is one of the things that, dare I say it, kind of leaves me cold about following the sport of soccer, is it can end in a tie. And a 1-1, well, I should give you a spoiler alert for people who want to watch and see what actually happens. When you get home tonight and you have the tape available. But in the interest of sharing breaking news, Team Wales, again representing a nation of 3 million, about the same size as the nation of Qatar, but Team Wales on a penalty kick late in this game tied Team USA. So they both have a level of glory and dignity as they go forward. Who doesn't have a level of glory and dignity? The president of FIFA, who's really inspired a great deal of controversy, his name is Gianni Infantino. And he is one of those people who's helped to arrange a tremendous amount of money that Guter provided to bring the games there back in 2012. And they've built this entire infrastructure for the games, including a huge stadium in the shape of a Bedouin tent. And having been in Bedouin tents during trips to Israel, I'm not sure what that looks like in terms of a stadium, but they're giving us some idea. The president of FIFA was catching the same mood as the opening ceremony, which is, well, you describe it. Listen, clip 18.
Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today I feel a migrant worker.
Okay, what exactly does that all mean, that we all come together as one? Well, the one promotion for World Harmony, the thing that I relate most closely to, is that they changed course at the order of the Qatari government. And the Qatari government is a royal family and a sheikh, and the family has been there for a long time, since 1868. They were installed originally by the British, but they've been there guiding the Qatari destinies. And they decided that in keeping with Islamic law, they would go back on games whose principal sponsors is Budweiser. No, this is not a joke. And they banned beer. And they are not selling beer at the games. There are plenty. There's supposedly 200 places, bars, grills, where you can get alcohol served to you at restaurants in Qatar, but not at the stadium itself. And this has provoked a number of Ecuadorian fans who, during their opening match Sunday against the host country, against Qatar, where Qatar lost, they had just banned the sale of alcoholic beverages. And the Ecuadorian fans chanted this. They're chanting, "We want beer." And cerveza, I mean, we want beer. And that is one of those statements that I think can unite the world. Speaking about maybe not uniting the world, but uniting the Republican Party. This is just incredible. I mentioned to you, this is from National Review. It is from a very strong, leading conservative publication. Governor Ron DeSantis leads former President Trump by 45 percentage points in a new poll of 2024 Republican Florida primary voters conducted in the wake of DeSantis' landslide reelection. Should DeSantis join Trump in announcing a 2024 bid, 66% of GOP voters in the Sunshine State would favor their governor, compared to 21% who remain loyal to the former president. When asked who they trust more to be a good role model for young people, think about it, respondents chose DeSantis over Trump, 89%. To 4%. People in Florida, only 4% of Republicans think Trump is a great role model. And there's more in terms of other polling. The other polling suggests that in a whole series of states across the country, right now, DeSantis is running ahead of Trump. He was asked about it, DeSantis was. He said, "All that's just noise." really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of the issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? If you do that, then none of that stuff matters. It's probably a good answer. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. A MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice of our offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, talking a little bit earlier today about the candidacy of Ron DeSantis, which seems to be flourishing. There's even a new ad up there, and this is, of course, we're talking about 700 days before the election. We are talking about more than 700, like 710 days now before the election. We're talking about a full year before the primaries even begin or begin to loom. I believe the only primary that is actually going to take place would be the Iowa caucuses, if they still do the Iowa caucuses after the mess last time with the Democrats. But there is a new candidate, and this from the New York Post. Kanye West said he's planning a 2024 presidential run, and he has tapped far-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos in a video posted to Twitter yesterday. The video in which West says Yiannopoulos is working on his campaign comes as the rapper's Twitter account was restored after he was banned from the app in the wake of vile anti-Semitic remarks he made last month. Well, he just said DEFCON 3 toward Jewish people. This is Milo right here working on the campaign. West 45 says in the video posted by the Patriot Takes Twitter account, Kanye West says he will run for president in 2024, and Marjorie Taylor Greene intern Milo Yiannopoulos is working on the campaign. And is that an announcement? One of the men asks as they both laugh. I guess it is. Yiannopoulos, who most recently worked as an unpaid intern for right-wing firebrand Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, replies chuckling, "Thanks, I accept." Well, what a team. Milo Yiannopoulos, not born in the United States, so he can't really take a place on the ticket with Kanye. I don't know if Kyrie Irving is still interested. Apparently not. He went much further in terms of making some appropriate statements of apology. But the idea of Milo Yiannopoulos, who actually defended pedophilia, no, for real, he suggested that his molestation by a priest when he was in his young teens actually helped him to find his own sexual identity, and he said it can often be a very constructive relationship. So, bid by Milo for the Catholic vote? I don't think so. I don't think so. Meanwhile, President Biden observed his birthday, and this is the way that Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, talked about it. Now, obviously, they did not make this a big national festival because they don't want to emphasize the fact that he's 80 years old, the first time we've ever had a sitting president who lived to the age of 80 in office and is thinking now of pursuing that second term. Here is the White House press secretary, clip 8.
The First Lady is going to be having a brunch on Sunday for the president and to celebrate the president's family. The president's birthday on Sunday with his family. Usually they celebrate it on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, but because the family is going to be here this weekend, they'll have an opportunity to celebrate his birthday on his actual day.
Okay, well, that's very nice, and happy birthday to him. There are a number of pieces that try to confront pieces in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The idea of President Biden having to handle this idea of his advanced age, especially given the fact that there are now, it appears, real alternatives. Ron DeSantis, only the most prominent of them. There was a big meeting in Las Vegas that took place over the weekend for the Republican Jewish Coalition. I've been to these meetings in the past, and it's been something of a tradition going all the way back to 1996 that for the RJC, the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is an organization I've spoken for many, many times, the candidates for president all come out, and it's very early in any presidential process. And at this point, they had a number of candidates. The keynote speaker, they had two. One was Mike Pence, and one was Ron DeSantis. And those were the number two and number one guys who were listed as the most the number three and number one guys who were listed as the most likely actual nominees for the Republican Party. According to Aaron Blake at the Washington Post, he ranked DeSantis ahead of Trump right now, Trump second and Mike Pence third. In fact, there is now a group called Ron to the Rescue, which has figured out that they can probably make some cash by raising money for a pro DeSantis ads. The first one sounds like this.
Lockdowns, rampant inflation, rising crime, soaring gas prices, a nation on the brink.
Florida was a refuge of sanity when the world went mad. We stood as a citadel of freedom for people across this country and indeed across the world.
While our nation struggled, Florida thrived.
1,000 people move to Florida every day.
Southwest Florida is ranking all the way at the top of a list of the best inexpensive places to live.
Doesn't America deserve the same? To defeat Biden and restore our country, America needs leadership. We need Ron DeSantis. Ron to the Rescue paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad.
And you'll notice there's no little word from Ron DeSantis about, I'm Ron DeSantis and I approve this ad. I imagine he does. I mean, it's obviously a very effective ad for him, and it sort of is an opening shot in the ongoing political duel. President Trump was not in a good mood over the weekend. First of all, he was invited to come back onto Twitter. And at least for the time being, he has declined. Elon Musk put out a Twitter poll asking if users, if Donald Trump should be reinstated. He had lost his Twitter platform because of his support for the January 6th rioters. Well, what's amazing is only 51% voted in favor of Trump coming back onto Twitter. And what did Trump say about that? With over 15 million people voting and a tiny bit more than half of them voting in his favor, we will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Charges are being filed against a suspect in a deadly Colorado shooting that left five people dead and many more injured. Anderson Lee Aldrich was charged with five counts of murder and five counts of bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. The incident happened in Colorado Springs at an LGBT club late Saturday night. At the White House on Monday, President Joe Biden pardons the National Thanksgiving Turkey and his alternative.
The pilgrims thought it was pretty important in tough times to come together and thank God, to be grateful for what we have. That's what the Thanksgiving tradition is all about, being grateful for what we have. And grateful for fellow Americans who we may never meet, but who will be, there you go, they're grateful.
The lucky turkeys named Chocolate and Chip are from Monroe, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And you can find at MedvedHistoryStore.com one of our most popular history shows of all time is the true story of the pilgrims and the background for the real Thanksgiving. And that's available to you to stream for free. If you're a MedHead Plus member, and if you're not a MedHead Plus member, it's still available at a very reasonable cost. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. The Elon Musk, who has had an interesting couple of weeks with his $44 billion plaything, Twitter, and he set up a poll asking 15 million people who ended up voting on the poll on Twitter, should we extend a platform to Donald Trump or leave him disfranchised, basically, on the Twitter platform? And over 15 million people voted, and according to Elon Musk, 51% voted in favor of the proposition of putting Trump back in business on the website. And on Saturday, however, the president said, "I don't want it. You treated me so shabbily." He had no desire to return to the social media platform he was banned from in 2021, and preferred to continue sounding off on his own platform, Truth Social. Here's what President Trump actually had to say. Listen.
He did put up a poll, and I hear it's very overwhelming, very strong, but I have something called Trump. If you look, it's Trump-owned, but it's really fantastic. Truth Social. And Truth Social is through the roof. It's doing phenomenally well. The press hates to talk about it, but it's doing phenomenally well. I think engagement is much better than it is with Twitter. Truth Social has been very, very powerful, very, very strong. And I'll be saying that, but I hear we're getting a big vote to also go back on Twitter. I don't see it because I don't see any reason for it. They have a lot of problems at Twitter. You see what's going on. It may make it. It may not make it. But the problems are incredible. The engagements are negative. And you have a lot of bots and you have a lot of fake accounts, which I think they should get on. But Truth Social has taken the place for a lot of people, and I don't see them going back onto Twitter.
Okay, that's President Trump. He made a considerably angrier statement concerning the new special counsel, Jack Smith. And one of the things that almost everybody, in fact, not almost everybody, everybody who had an opinion, who stated an opinion about Jack Smith, suggested that the guy is a pro, and a number of people who have worked with him said that he's worked under presidents of both Republicans and Democrats, and a longtime Justice Department aide. He's now with the World Court at The Hague prosecuting war criminals. But former President Trump doesn't like him. He unloaded on Truth Social with the following reaction to the special counsel who has been put into place to try to consolidate some of the investigations that are already going on and taking place about President Trump, particularly the ones about the documents at Mar-a-Lago and President Trump's role, if any, at January 6th and some of the violence with January 6th. And here's what he says. President Trump says on Truth Social, the polls are really strong, especially since Tuesday's announcement, hence the appointment of a radical left prosecutor who was totally controlled by President Obama and his former AG, Eric Holder. This is not justice. This is just another witch hunt, and a very dangerous one at that. No way this scam should be allowed to go forward. Our country has never seen a weaponized Justice Department, just as he puts in quotes, and FBI like they are witnessing right now. They are doing everything they can, much of it unlawful, to protect an incompetent and corrupt president and his drug-addicted criminal son. The system is tainted and rigged, just like our elections are tainted and rigged, and just like our border is for sale to the highest bidder. Open and a disgrace to humanity. In the meantime, our country is failing at a level never seen before. 3 exclamation points. This goes along with one of the statements by one of his part of his legal team, who said, we're going to decline to participate with the special counsel, which, again, is not a legal option. You can't decline to participate if somebody is investigating you for potential crimes. You make it difficult to cooperate, but even that is a temporary expedient. There was this concerning, actually, the counterattacks that the new Republican Congress is going to do with the Republican control of the committees. There was this from Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, who spoke about his determination to get to the bottom of all of Hunter Biden's alleged crimes. This is clip 17.
Yeah, he has at least a $2 million tax bill with the IRS. I don't know how many people you know that owe the IRS over $2 million, but Hunter Biden is one of them. But honestly, Maria, the tax evasion is the least of Hunter Biden's problems. And my fear is if the DOJ indicts Hunter Biden, then that will essentially protect him from a congressional subpoena from the House Oversight Committee. So I'm not advocating for Hunter Biden to be indicted. I'm not advocating for a special counsel, because I believe that if the Treasury Cabinet and if the banks will work with us, we'll be able to get answers to the most important questions on the House Oversight.
Okay, that's the incoming chairman of the House Oversight Committee. That's what he's going to be taking care of. Karl Rove, of course, former aide to President Bush, his special assistant to the president, and really structured. The only Republican running for president, the only one since Bush's father way back in 1988, only one Republican has won a majority of the popular vote. That was George W. Bush, thanks to Karl Rove. But he had a very solid caution for the GOP and the focus on investigations. This is clip 16.
And part of this was Jim Jordan and James Comer, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, Jordan, the incoming chairman of the Judiciary, sort of signaling to those 31, yeah, we're going to follow through on the things that you're concerned about. And a lot of those 31 place a high priority on the investigations. I would say this. Comer's going to be investigating one thing. Judiciary is going to be investigating another thing. The Foreign Relations Committee is going to at some point schedule hearings on the Afghan withdrawal. But the Republicans in the committees, the rest of the committees, ought to be focused on what are the constructive things that the Republicans want to do and begin framing up and moving those pieces of legislation so that the House can say, well, we stood for these things. Now, they can't control the Senate, and even if it gets past the Senate, they can't control the White House, but they can say, we tried. And if all they've got is investigations, that's going to be a slim read on which to run in the 2024 elections.
Okay, and again, think about how badly it worked for Democrats, frankly. In other words, with all of the investigations, including both impeachments of President Trump, it didn't advance any Democratic agenda. It frankly didn't even damage President Trump as much as certainly people like Adam Schiff expected. And to try to follow that blueprint in a new term of the House rather than basically coming up with some positive goals that could actually help people, maybe even help the country, including, by the way, reforming, and this is bipartisan, the Presidential Count Act, which a number of people have talked about as a priority. That's important. And what about Mike Pence? We'll talk about it coming up. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam,
Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show, talking about the Republican agenda and what comes next. What's difficult is that since the race for the presidency has already formally begun, which is earlier than ever before. I mean, President Trump jumped the gun. Some people say he jumped the shark. And by announcing his candidacy, he still has a ton of legal actions against him. It's, some of it's being concentrated with a new special counsel. All of this is going on at a time when there are people looking at alternatives to Trump. And that was particularly true over the weekend at the Venetian Hotel, a beautiful location. It's actually the least tacky of all the big Las Vegas hotels, at least in my estimation. And I've been there before for these Republican Jewish Coalition events because the largest donor to the Republican Jewish Coalition was the late Sheldon Adelson, who was the owner of the Venetian Hotel. In any event, they report, Shane Goldmacher in the New York Times, that 11 possible rivals prepare after Trump's 24 declaration. The first auditions for the role of leading alternative to Mr. Trump consumed the Venetian Hotel over the weekend, on stage and off, as nearly a dozen Republican potential presidential candidates tested their strategies and messages days after the former president announced his own 2024 candidacy. One of the most anticipated, Governor Ron DeSantis, received a raucous reception for a keynote address that outlined how his successes in Florida could be a nationwide formula for the Republicans. The state of Florida is where woke goes to die, Mr. DeSantis declared. That's a line he's used before. The annual gathering over the weekend of the Republican Jewish Coalition, a group whose leaders include some of the party's biggest and most dependable contributors, came at a moment of deep vulnerability for Mr. Trump following a disappointing midterm election for Republicans that many blamed on the former president. And many of the leading contributors, frankly, that they're talking about here have already announced publicly they're not going to support Trump again. That was true for Steve Schwartzman, the head of Blackstone. It was true for Ron Lauder, who is a leading Jewish philanthropist. And these are people who had given hundreds of millions of dollars, literally hundreds of millions, to the Republican Party in the last couple of elections and to Donald Trump when he was fighting for re-election, that re-election loss that he still doesn't acknowledge. But Ron DeSantis was talking the language of victory, and I mentioned this before because this I knew was going to be the theme. Picking up the MacArthur line, there is no substitute for victory. This was the conclusion of his very well-received speech. Listen.
In times like these, there is no substitute for victory. We in Florida are the light. Freedom will reign supreme. With Florida leading the way, I want to thank each and every one of you for your support. We've accomplished more over a four-year period than anybody thought possible. But I can tell you this, we've got a lot more to do, and I have only begun to fight. Thank you all. God bless you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay, he also said earlier in the speech, he talked about enumerating, of course, some of his accomplishments is what politicians do. He said, we added four new Republican congressmen to the U.S. House of Representatives from the state of Florida. We secured supermajorities in the Florida legislature, both houses, the most Republicans we've ever had in Florida history. That's true. We helped elect 26 new conservative school board members all across the state of Florida. And we even won the state House seat that includes Miami Beach, not typically viewed as a Republican stronghold. And because of the support of so many of you to our campaign, we delivered the greatest gubernatorial victory in the history of the state of Florida. We dominated with independent voters. We secured record margins with Hispanic voters. We swept the suburbs all across the state of Florida. Our margins with rural voters were gravity-defying. We won by double digits. Miami-Dade County. We won for the first time in almost 40 years. Palm Beach County. DeSantis said that these election results with the state should be the blueprint for the party moving forward. And then he said, and I think some of the things that we do that work are we're all about exercising leadership and delivering results for the people that we represent. I didn't take any polls when I became governor all the way through this entire term. The job of a leader is not to stick your finger in the wind and try to contort yourself to whatever public opinion may be trending on one given moment. No, the job of a leader is to set out a vision, to execute that vision, to show people that it's the right vision, and to deliver concrete results. Also at this same meeting in Las Vegas, Mike Pence was the other keynote speaker, and his speech was apparently very well received. And Nikki Haley as well, who is a real favorite at the Republican Jewish Coalition, she brought up the fact that she has never lost an election. She said explicitly that she is looking at a presidential run in a serious way. And then Nikki Haley said, when people underestimate me, it's always fun. I've never lost an election, and I'm not going to start now. Chris Sununu, who is somebody who declined running for the Senate in a Senate seat that ended up being held by Maggie Hassan because they had a really very unfortunate choice on the Republican side, General Don Bolduc. But he also spoke about what is going on. And part of what they were asked about, and that all of these different candidates, Ted Cruz was very much there, Mike Pompeo made a big hit with his speech, but they were all asked about, well, what's the if Trump runs, he will get sure, absolutely guaranteed, 30% of the Republican vote. And if you have five or six different people who are competing against him and splitting the votes against him, doesn't that hand Trump the victory, just like what happened last time? Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who just won his own landslide victory, he said it's a concern, but it will be different. He said the attended the Las Vegas gathering and pledged to help police his party's primary by persevering, by pressuring weaker candidates to quit. Everybody understands we don't want what happened in 16, he said. Put your ego aside, run hard, but if it ain't working, it ain't working. And, of course, that didn't work that time, and it's also very hard for any candidate after he or she has raised tens of millions of dollars to say, well, you've got to get out, otherwise Trump is going to run away with it. The whole question of what a policy is, I think that one of the things that is entirely possible and people are talking about is some kind of at least informal pact among various Trump alternative candidates, because it's very unlikely that Trump will get out of the race. I mean, last time he lost in Iowa, which was a big disappointment to him. He lost to Ted Cruz. But then he came right back, and in New Hampshire, because the campaign against him was split between Cruz and Jeb Bush, who had a presence in New Hampshire, and Marco Rubio, who was at that time looked like a viable candidate. It is a fascinating prospect. It will have a real impact on an election even more important than the midterms that we just experienced. What is their message? We'll talk to Molly Ball of Time Magazine in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.